Good morning. My name is Lena. I'm the host of Morning Minutes. Welcome back. If you've been with us the last few days, if you're new to Morning Minutes, hey, welcome on board. There's never a time when it's too late to join. We are doing a study in the book of Psalms called Summer of Hope, and we're going to make our way through 40 of my favorite Psalms. Today, we're studying Psalm chapter 8. I tried to do it in 5 minutes, which is crazy. Today's episode 4, I've titled, What's So Amazing About God? You ever wonder that? Maybe you're even questioning if God exists. He does. He's drawing you to this Morning Minutes, and I'm so happy you're here. Now, let's look at God's Word. I'm going to read the chapter and then give you 3 application points. This is a Psalm of David, also written to the choir master according to the Githith. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. A few facts about the Psalms, because this Psalm is unique. It is cited 4 times in the New Testament. In fact, it is cited by Jesus in Matthew chapter 21, verse 16. Psalm 8 is a prophecy of the coming Messiah. Psalm 8's theme is to praise God for his majesty in creation and his interaction with humanity. Number 1 application point, what's so amazing about God? Here it is. What's so amazing about God is that he makes himself known to us at all. That is amazing. That God, by the way, Genesis chapter 1 talks about the creation story, that God created this universe, which is awesome. If you've ever traveled anywhere beautiful, I live in the suburbs of Chicago, which is not the prettiest place in the world, but there I've been to some pretty awesome places in the world, and you cannot look at creation. This is what the psalm is saying. I mean, look at the moon, the stars, even in the place where I live, which is a suburbia in the middle of nowhere. You look up in the skies at night and you're like, wow, this is incredible. Romans chapter 1 talks about how the creation shouts the glory of God. And so what's so amazing of God is that he makes himself known to us at all. And he makes himself known through creation, but of course he makes himself known through his word. And this is the beauty of getting into his word and hearing the words that he's written for us. I believe the word of God is God-breathed. It is authoritative and inerrant and perfect, and it is a two-edged sword that pierces our hearts and ignites our spirits, and I love it. And so that is awesome about God. The word Lord, by the way, is mentioned a couple times in this chapter. The word Lord is the covenant name of God, and it reflects David's submission to the one true God. The first time the word Lord is used, O Lord, our Lord, the first time is the Yahweh, which is the covenant name of God. The second time it's Adonanu, it means master. So Yahweh, covenant name of God, to master. He's saying, God, you're my master. There's a submission to this God who made himself known to us. You might be listening and have not submitted your life to God. And so this language might seem a little bit weird maybe, but once you understand who God is and you have an encounter with him, then it is a natural thing to say, God, I submit myself to you, you who've created all that we see and this universe all about us and also made me. In fact, here's point number 2. What's so amazing about God is that he takes note of who I am. Verse 4 is this utterly astounding observation that David makes after he says, I look at the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have set in place. And then verse 4 says, what is man that you are mindful of him and the son of man that you care for him? We serve a God who cares, who has made a promise to us that he will send the Savior. This is the promise of the coming Messiah. He cares so much to us that he's sending a Messiah to save us. That's how much God cares for us. Now, we're living in 2018 is when I'm recording this. Now we're looking back. Christ has already come. He has died on the cross for us. He's paid the penalty for our sin. This is back in Psalms, they were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. Now we know he's already come. And all this is a work of God who is mindful of you, you who's listening today. Maybe you're a Christian and you've forgotten how much God loves you and cares for you. Man is the pinnacle and crown of God's creative work and the object for which this world was intended. That is in the big scale, but then personally, God cares about you. What you have on this agenda for your day, What worries you today? What is weighing you down? What is giving you joy, your hopes, your aspiration, your dreams, the things in your heart that are stirring you to get up and do the things that you're going to do today? God has put them there and has allowed these joys in your life. He cares about you. This is amazing. Number three, so what's so amazing about God is that He makes Himself known to us at all, is that He takes note of who we are. And number three, what's so amazing about God is that He makes Himself available to us at all. That God makes Himself available to us. Like, this isn't just an impersonal conversation. This is David speaking to God, our Lord, He's worshiping at His feet and literally worshiping Him, calling Him, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That God cares about us mere mortals is amazing grace. That God uses us mere mortals is amazing grace. David reminds God, he says, you've given Him dominion. He says, God, you have allowed us to have dominion over the work of your hands. That God gives us all these things to enjoy, the sheep, the oxen, the beasts of the field, the birds. He says, do the things that you want to do today. Enjoy them. That God fulfills this psalm in Christ is amazing grace. This is awesome. Have you stopped long enough today to think about how amazing God is? What, you know, we get so caught up with the things that God gives us, the gifts that He's poured in our life. And when things go well, we say, God is amazing. God is awesome. He's answered my prayer requests. But do you understand that though He gives us not a single gift past this moment, the fact that He makes Himself known to us, that He sees us and cares about us and sent the Messiah for us is all the caring that we ever need in this life. I hope you know Him. Did you know it is a wonderful thing to be a Christian? Not just that, but it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you know Him personally, and if you don't, you can put your trust in Him today. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to The Morning Minutes. Tell your friends about it, and I'll catch you guys again tomorrow.